In this bulletin, investigations into the death of a woman a day after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine continue. The federal government considers allowing vaccinated Australians to travel overseas for essential reasons. And in sport, health experts urge Japan to urgently reconsider holding the Olympics in Tokyo. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australians are being urged not to jump to conclusions following the death of a New South Wales woman who developed blood clots a day after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. The 48-year-old woman was reportedly diabetic, and preliminary tests haven't found a conclusive link to the vaccination. Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Chris Moy, says around 50 people get serious blood clots in Australia each day that have nothing to do with the COVID vaccine or other medications. He says the experts need to be left to finish their investigations into the woman's death.
The important thing is that what we have to do is send our condolences to the family, respect their privacy, and really let them, the medical safety systems take their course, not to jump to conclusions and to really understand that coincidences happen.
Australians living overseas say they're cautiously optimistic about potential changes to the country's border policy. The federal government is considering allowing vaccinated Australians to travel overseas for purposes such as work, medical reasons or funerals, and be given the option to quarantine at home upon return. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison warns that the nation would have to be prepared for 1,000 COVID-19 cases a week or more if travel does resume. Australian citizen and Hong Kong resident Rebecca Miskovich says the changes to the border policy would make it easier for her young family to visit her parents.
The $3,000 at least for quarantine is a big roadblock for a lot of families, on top of the flights, on top of all the tests and everything. So there has been a real deterrent not to come back. And I think definitely if it was home quarantine, we'd be back. We just not sure how the little ones will be allowed in with no vaccine.
Queensland authorities say the number of COVID-19 cases being detected in the state from Papua New Guinea highlights the importance of getting people in the Torres Strait vaccinated as soon as possible. Queensland has recorded 5 new cases of coronavirus linked to PNG, and 12 of its 36 active cases travelled from or via the Pacific Island nation. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the state has treated 97 COVID-19 patients from PNG, including 8 medical evacuations so far this year.
You know, there are islands in the Torres Strait where you can see PNG from their beaches and where it is very common for people to travel for traditional trade purposes between PNG and Torres Strait islands like Saibai Island. And so it's incredibly important that we get as many of those folk who we know are vulnerable vaccinated as quickly as we can.
The federal court has found Australians were misled into thinking turning off location history on their Google account would stop the tech giant collecting personal data about their location. The company had argued that the warning displayed when setting up a Google account made it clear that it would still collect and use location data when location history was off, but web and app activity was on and one of its apps was used. But Federal Court Justice Thomas Thorley didn't accept the warning was as clear as Google claimed, finding the company engaged in conduct that was liable to mislead the public as to the nature, characteristics and suitability for their services. Chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, says the ruling is the first of its kind in the world.
Today's result sends a very clear message to the digital platforms that they have to be upfront with consumers about what is actually happening with their data, how it's being used, and how consumers can in fact protect their data. These are fundamental issues for Australians going forward in this future digital economy.
To sport, health experts say Japan's inability to contain the COVID-19 pandemic means holding the Olympics in Tokyo should be urgently reconsidered. The Games are due to begin in July, even as Japan expands measures to halt a fourth wave of infections. Commentary published in the British Medical Journal says the country has exhibited poor performance in containing virus transmission, along with limited testing capacity and a slow vaccination rollout. It adds to doubt among medical professionals that the Olympic and Paralympic Games can be carried out safely in Japan. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 28 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne similar, 18 degrees. Hobart partly cloudy as well, 19. Canberra mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong possible shower, 20 degrees. Sydney a shower or two, 22. Newcastle rain and 21. Brisbane a shower or two, 25. Cairns a possible shower, 31. And Darwin partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.